AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Surgeon General is calling on Congress to mandate warning labels on social media platforms, suggesting they are that dangerous to children's mental health. Our Julie Walker explains.
In a Monday opinion piece for the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy says that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. Murthy says the use of just a warning label wouldn't make social media safe for young people, but would be a part of the steps needed. A Surgeon General's warning label, which requires congressional action, would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proved safe. I'm Julie Walker.
The governor of Maryland's taking a new stance on old drug convictions for marijuana.
I will pardon over 175,000 convictions.
At a news conference today, Governor Wes Moore says, how can the state legalize pot for recreational use while tens of thousands of residents are still struggling because they have a criminal record for the same thing? Is it hot enough out there for you? Much of the nation is starting to bake under a widespread heat wave. Denver hit 100 degrees yesterday. Chicago could be there tomorrow, with a chance of heavy rain as well. Andrew Orison is at the National Weather Service.
We are going to be looking at a rather prolonged heat wave here, certainly building with time, especially for the eastern part of the country. As we go through the week and even into the weekend ahead.
North Korea state media says Russian President Vladimir Putin will arrive there Tuesday for a two-day visit. That's raising international concerns about the two countries expanding their military cooperation. Stocks are slightly lower this morning. This is AP News. A tepid day on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in early trading on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 was down 0.1% Monday, near the record high it set on Thursday. The Dow slipped 108 points, that's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite edged 0.1% lower. Autodesk rose more than 4% after an investment firm said it will try to delay the software company's annual meeting so it can nominate new directors for the board. Treasury yields rose in the bond market, adding some pressure on stocks. U.S. markets will be closed Wednesday for the Juneteenth holiday. Seth Sutel, New York.
In Denmark, King Frederick has launched the first phase of a rail and road tunnel that will link Denmark to northern Germany beneath the Baltic Sea. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.